Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, calling us to put our plans in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. Here's Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking with you again today on that difficult subject of suffering. Malcolm Muggeridge, very well-known English author, journalist, he called himself a knockabout journalist, Christian apologist, essayist, wit, TV commentator, and in an article written by William Buckley, Buckley quotes Mr. Muggeridge as having said, "As an old man, Bill, looking back on one's life, it's one of the things that strikes you most forcibly, that the only thing that's taught one anything is suffering. Not success, not happiness, not anything like that. The only thing that really teaches one what life's about, the joy of understanding, the joy of coming in contact with what life really signifies, is suffering, affliction." That's the end of the quote from Malcolm Muggeridge. How's that for a good reason to talk about this subject? The only thing that's taught one anything, Muggeridge says. So we really can't avoid it, and I must talk about it. I must talk about it very often in one form or another. Well, we don't know what life is all about until we find ourselves at the end of our rope, and we know that there's nothing that we can do but pray and turn to God. All the truly great people have suffered. Well, a couple of years ago, I was walking the cliffs of Bournemouth in England. It was a very gray winter day. The skies were gray, the sea was gray, but there were gorse bushes all over the cliffs. They looked lifeless, but invisible things were happening. Thorns were being busily hardened and sharpened. The specks were already in their appointed places out of which were to spring the furry balls. Lilias Trotter writes about this gorse bush in one of her little books, Parables of the Cross, or Parables of the Christ Life. I think it was Parables of the Cross. "Note this bit of gorse bush," she says. "The whole year round, the thorn has been hardening and sharpening. Spring comes, the thorn doesn't drop off, and it doesn't soften. There it is, as uncompromising as ever. But halfway up appear two brown, furry balls, mere specks at first, that break at last straight out of last year's thorn into a blaze of fragrant glory." Can you imagine that? Out of the very thorn itself, out of those two brown, furry balls about halfway up, comes this blaze of fragrant glory. Thousands of people have found solace in these deep lessons. That's what I want to bring to you today, those of you who suffer. I would like to bring you some comfort, some relief, maybe a different way of seeing your thorns. A great missionary in India by the name of Thomas Walker wrote that the only plan which ensures success was the plan presented by Jesus in John 12:24. "Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." Every time I hear or read those words, they come alive for me because Thomas Walker and Amy Carmichael, also a missionary to India, both staked their lives on them. Willing to be a corn of wheat, embrace what's contrary to human nature, and willing to be buried in South India. They were quite literally buried in South India, but they gave their lives in order that others might find true life. When I, by my own faults and indifference, or sometimes from the distractions of the world, have drifted from this great principle, life out of death, and imagined that maybe somehow I could avoid the deaths and somehow still be fruitful, the words have rung again in the ears of my soul. If it die, if it die, if it die. Lilias Trotter needed help from others, and she drew on their insights. One of those was F.W.H. Myers, whose poem, St. Paul, she quotes. Lettering into one of her paintings, the painting of the gorse bush, Myers' words, setteth in pain the jewel of his joy. She took them from this stanza of his poem, St. Paul. God, who whatever frenzy of our fretting vexes sad life to spoil and to destroy, lendeth an hour for peace and for forgetting, setteth in pain the jewel of his joy. We know very little of others' sufferings. How I would love to be allowed to look deeper into the life of Myers, for example, and know in what sort of pain the Lord had set for him the jewel of his joy. I don't know. But I'm sure the spiritual insight didn't come without a high cost. He must have died many deaths before he was qualified to write that long and powerful poem about the apostle's life. It was the last stanza of that poem that the Lord brought to my mind when I learned that my husband was dead, my husband Jim Elliott. As I stood by that shortwave radio and received the final word that he had been speared to death, the words of F.W.H. Myers' poem came to me. So through life, death, through sorrow and through sinning, Christ shall suffice me, for he hath sufficed. Christ is the end, for Christ is the beginning. Christ the beginning, for the end is Christ. So here it is, the gospel, the good news of life out of death, the message of the cross. Here it is in the gorse, blossoming from thorns. Here it is in the harvest of wheat, from the solitary grain that has to fall into the ground and die. And here it is for you and me, my dear friends, men and women, boys and girls. Every need, every hopeless and helpless situation, this is the message. Life comes out of death. Well, but I can imagine somebody saying, it'll never work for me. And I would answer, are you sure that your problems baffle the one who, since the world began, has been bringing flowers out of thorns? Your thorns are a different story, are they? You've been brought to a place of self-despair, nothingness. It's hard even to think of any good reason for going on. You live in most unfavorable conditions. With intractable people, you're up against impossible odds. Is this something new? No, it's not, really. The people of Israel were up against impossible odds when they found themselves between the chariots of Egypt and the Red Sea. Their God is my God. The God of Israel and the God of the gorse thorns looks down on us with love, and he says to you today, nothing has happened to you which is not common to all. I can manage it. Trust me. Are you troubled about something that looms ahead? God will give you the next grace for the next thing. God will give you the next grace for the next thing. And you know what? It will always be enough. It will always be enough. People have said to me, I could never have survived some of the things you tell about God taking you through. I couldn't survive the loss of one husband, let alone two. Well, I sometimes say to them, you were not asked to survive that. You were asked to survive something else, something that I could never survive. It's the thorn that's given to you, that you are asked to accept. It's in your thorn, in your gorse bush that God's grace wants to blossom. Will you trust him for that? If God is pruning you now, remember that he is the gardener. My Father is the gardener, and he will never, never, never leave us or forsake us, and he will never ask us to pass through anything for which he is not prepared to give us an abundance of grace. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more grace when the trials increase. He giveth and giveth and giveth again. Will you receive it? Will you open your hands and let go of that thing that you're clutching so tightly and say, "Here, Lord, you take it. You handle it. I can't do it." And then, when he takes that thing out of your hands, he'll fill them with his grace and his peace. May the peace of the Lord be always with you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.